listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Closing out that set of Canadian rock and blues music from their new release, Six, we had Alberta's Bluesland Horn Band with So Long Goodbye. Before that, from her forthcoming debut release, Time to Shine, we had Hamilton's Garnetta Cromwell with I Rise with the Sun. And taking us across the top of our first hour from their forthcoming release, Soul Funkin' Blues, we had Toronto's The Blackburn Brothers with Won't You Let Me Go. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, from her new EP, Recipe for the Blues, this is Jackson, Mississippi's Lady Adrenna with Traveling Woman.
Yeah. light that flame.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Closing out that set from his brand new release, The Deep and the Dirty, we had New Orleans' Eric Johansson with the title track. Before that, from her new release, Dirt Woman Blues, we had Ireland's Grainne Duffy with Well, Well, Well. And I got that set started off with Jackson, Mississippi's Lady Adrenna and Traveling Woman from her new EP, Recipe for the Blues. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. It's time for our big block of blues, over 20 minutes of uninterrupted rockin' blues music. For this week's big block of blues, I'm going to showcase some of the music of Canadian music legend Robbie Robertson, who passed away on Wednesday, August 2nd at 80 in Los Angeles. Born Jamie Royal Robertson in Toronto in 1943, his mother was a member of the Six Nations of the Grand River First Nation, where he spent much of his childhood and developed his love for music. After playing in several bands around Toronto, he joined Ronnie Hawkins' band The Hawks, along with Levon Helm, and eventually the rest of the members of the band, and were featured on Hawkins' 1959 release Mr. Dynamo. After leaving Hawkins, they joined up with Bob Dylan before eventually going out on their own. With Robertson as their band leader, guitarist, and main songwriter, the band's debut album, Music from Big Pink, was released on July 1, 1968, and was an instant critical and commercial success. The following September, their self-titled sophomore release was another masterpiece, featuring many of their best-known and best-loved songs. They released five more albums before Robertson called it quits, going out with the star-studded Last Waltz concert at San Francisco's Winterland Ballroom on American Thanksgiving in 1976, fulfilling contractual obligations, their final studio album, Islands, was released in 1977, and in 1978, the Last Waltz motion picture and soundtrack were released. Never happy with the band's end, in 1983, Lee Von Helm reformed the band without Robertson and released three more albums. Robbie Robertson continued working as an actor, writer, and producer, and composed numerous soundtracks, the majority with Martin Scorsese, who directed The Last Waltz. In 1987, he released his self-titled solo debut and released five more albums over the next three decades, with 2019's Cinematic being his last. Along with the band, Robbie Robertson was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame in 1989 and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1984, and they were awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2008. As a solo artist, Robbie Robertson charted seven albums and five songs on nine different Billboard charts, was nominated for five Grammys, eight Juno Awards, winning five times, and on Rolling Stone Magazine's 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time. In 2003, he ranked number 78, and on 2011's revised list, number 59. Starting things off, from The Last Waltz, this is the band with Up on Cripple Creek.
Just for land. Now that is the you go and see my best again.